Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk about here on the show today, lots of news. Last night was Raw. I don't know if you noticed or not, but Brock Lesnar wasn't on the show. He had been advertised for Raw the day before, and they still didn't put him on the show. Storyline is that at some point in the future, Brock Lesnar's going to get a rematch for the Universal title, but Kurt Angle made it clear it ain't going to be anytime soon. It's not going to be at Hell in a Cell. So I guess this is it for Brock until he does his UFC fight with Daniel Cormier, or maybe he'll re-sign with WWE. Who knows? But Roman Reigns, a champion, faced Finn Balor last night. They had a great match. The Shield reunited. Lots of stuff happening on Raw. You're welcome to give us a call today with your thoughts on that show. SmackDown is tonight, and there is at least a decent chance, if you watch SmackDown tonight, you're going to see a tag team championship title change. Eric Rowan suffered an injury during the SmackDown tag team championship match at SummerSlam. PW Insider reported last night he injured his arm during the Bludgeon Brothers versus New Day match at SummerSlam. The word was it was a biceps injury. Dave Meltzer has confirmed Rowan tore his biceps. With a torn biceps, I guess they could still defend the titles till Hell in a Cell, maybe. It depends on the severity of the injury. But they are already scheduled to face the New Day tonight in a no-DQ match for the tag team titles. So I would not be surprised if the Bludgeon Brothers dropped the belts to the New Day tonight, live on SmackDown. We've got more matches announced for SmackDown. We have NXT crowning a first United Kingdom Women's Champion in England this coming weekend. I want to talk a little bit about that. We have the Raw storyline with Kurt Angle. He is out as general manager for the time being. He's on some sort of vacation. We don't know for how long. CMLL anniversary show. We can talk about that. Looks like no LA Park Rush match. You get Dr. Lucha on the show here in the next couple of days to talk of this and a lot more. Cody addressing CM Punk and more. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. But breaking news here as we start the show, Arturo Diaz Mendoza, best known as Viano 3, passed away today at the age of 66. Diaz was considered one of the biggest stars in the history of Lucha Libre, was a son of Hall of Famer Rey Mendoza. Mendoza's sons all use the Viano name, and he was Viano 3 because he followed his two older brothers into pro wrestling in 1970. He was considered the best wrestler in the family, and the second biggest star behind his father. He was one of the biggest stars and top draws during the mid-70s and 80s run of the UWA promotion, where he held world titles as a junior heavyweight, junior light heavyweight, and welterweight. He was actually best known for his run as the WWF Light Heavyweight Champion, a title that was actually never defended in the WWF, but was a major title within the UWA as well as New Japan Pro Wrestling. His mask match loss to Atlantis, March 17, 2000, generally considered one of the greatest matches in Lucha Libre history, was voted Match of the Year in the 2000 Wrestling Observer Awards, which is even more impressive since it is the only match in Mexico ever to win that award. He had retained his mask in at least 58 consecutive matches, which has to be among the most wins of that type in Lucha Libre history. While not voted in, Viano 3 has come close to being voted into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame almost every year. So, there you go. The death of Viano. We'll have Dr. Luchon in the next few days to talk more about his career, as well as everything that's going on in CMLL with LA Park and Rush. That's the update on Lucha Libre. Any thoughts on Viano 3, Mike?
You know what? Not my place to try to talk about him. I know he had a notable feud with Fishman, and his family legacy obviously extended to his sons and the famous Vianos in WCW. But, yeah, I'll leave this one for Dr. Lucha and for other people who are better apt to speak on it.
Do you know, Mike, that one day I wrestled Los Vianos for the UWA World Tag Team titles?
You did know.
Yeah. It was Viano 4 and 5, though. It was not Viano 3.
Who was your partner?
And in fact, we lost. I don't even remember. I, honest to God, do not even remember who my partner was.
Did you take the L?
I don't remember. I honest to God don't remember. I just remember I was in the ring with the Los Vianos, and we... it was awesome because we did Lucha. Like, it was... I mean, me and my partner were not luchadors.
I say, did they do Lucha and you
No, I did. I'd watched so much Lucha. It was awesome. I worked the right side. I did everything. It was great. I loved that match. So there you go.
That you can't remember.
Well, dude, it was like in 1998, for crying out loud.
And sorry, if fair enough, I remember your big feud that you had with Piroth and
no match
with Latin.
Get out of here.
Well,
get out of here, Mike. Quit acting like you got a great memory, you numbskull. All that mattered was I was in the ring with Los Vianos for the UWA tag team titles. My partner didn't matter. Nothing mattered about it. I just got to get in the ring with them and have a match, and it was great. Don't downgrade this.
The Blue Demon. I can't remember it, but it was
Don't get out of here, Mike. You can't even remember who was on the show last week.
Hey, you know what I can remember? I can remember you saying that Becky Lynch was being portrayed as this and set up to be a conquering hero babyface. I believe you and Dave had bantered about that. Now that you've heard that she has heelfully laid out Charlotte Flair and will be on SmackDown tonight to announce her actions and what caused them, Do you want to back out of them having this great? Okay, nope. So this is not the grand plan still,
no.
That she was going to be pretty Miss Babyface in all of this.
We'll find out tonight. I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay.
She did one run in at a house show and attacked Charlotte. She attacked Charlotte at the pay-per-view. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do tonight. We'll find out. If I'm wrong tomorrow, I'll be happy to say that I was wrong and they're complete numbskulls. But the way that storyline was put together, there was no reaction she was going to get Sunday outside of being cheered madly. And she was.
Look, I know.
So we'll see tomorrow.
I know in a logical mind, in a logical world, in any other time, you would say that she was being set up to get that response. But I don't see how this fits in any differently with some of the dumb things they've done to get reactions that they had no clue they were going to get. See Bailey and Sasha.
Listen, if you watch SmackDown, forget the storylines, okay? Mm-hmm. Becky is so beloved by everybody. And Charlotte Flair is a natural heel who is being miscast as a babyface, okay?
Yeah.
There's no way that they can be this clueless and think that Charlotte is going to be the one that is cheered here in this feud.
Why? They've already done this once.
I could be wrong. We'll see tonight, but I would bet you good money that Becky Lynch is the babyface tonight. She's cheered, Charlotte is booed, and that Becky is going to be the babyface here in this feud. Mm. We'll find out what happens tonight. I mean, come on. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing with Bailey and Charlotte. They cannot be that stupid twice. They can be that stupid once, okay? Sasha is a natural heel. As a babyface, she's a heel. But they, I guess, thought, you know what? If Bailey attacks Sasha, man, Bailey's going to be a heel. Well, one of them's natural babyface, one of them's natural heel. And, I mean, no matter what they said in storyline, Sasha was the one that kept screwing Bailey. So as fans, I mean, anyway, we'll find out what happens tonight. No point arguing this.
Shame on you. Fool you twice. We'll see what happens here.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, guys? How are you? Am I in the minority with saying that I don't really want to see Brock Lesnar on my wrestling TV anymore?
Well, obviously you're not in the minority. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to see him for a while. Hey, you're not going to see him for a while, so don't worry about it.
Well, dude, I'm actually really happy about that. with the match between Finn Balor and Roman Reigns last night, I want Brock Lesnar away from my TV as far as possible. Let him go do his UFC thing. And I think you can pretty
much... Why do
you
say that?
If he wins that... Because I'm just so tired of Brock Lesnar this and Brock Lesnar that. Granted, yes, the guy does put butts in the seats, but let him go do his MMA, and I pretty much, maybe I'm 80% sure if he beats Daniel Cormier, he's staying with the UFC and maybe try to get Jon Jones and all that stuff. But if he loses to Daniel Cormier, I think he's going to be right back in the WWE, and here we go again with Brock Lesnar. You know, I like the change of pace with the Roman and Balor match and the Shield. It's just so much better with Brock without, you know, worried about Brock and his status and all the time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. This is a man who's fallen for these storylines. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
I don't think so.
I mean, dude, whether Brock Lesnar is champion or not, I mean, you could have still got the same Roman Reigns Finn Balor match last night.
We've seen
a lot of Roman Reigns matches like that, and people are like, oh, I'm so sick of Roman Reigns. Now Brock is gone and Roman's a champion, and he's like, that had anything to do with that Finn Balor match last night?
I think you're trying to compare two things that don't have anything to fit. I think Brock Lesnar on his own is a person and a character in the way he's been portrayed that people don't care if he's there or not. And that is probably more of WWE's doing more than anything
else.
It's all
WWE's doing.
Brock has done. No, not really. When you're never really around and your heart's not really into it and things like that, I mean, there are going to be people that naturally push back against you. And the reality is when you are never there and you don't have to be in the mix and there's 9 million people on the roster that a lot of people would like to see in Brock Lesnar's position, yeah, I could actually see people not really caring at all whether Brock Lesnar's there or not.
Mike, can I say something here? The comment you made about Brock, like, not having his heart into it, that's all storyline. Like, if they asked him to show up on TV and put on a sombrero and do a cartwheel, he'd do it.
I gotcha.
That's all storyline.
The perception of Brock, and there's a... I'm not trying to, like,
yes,
carry
WWE
the flag
killed
against
him.
Brock
that's
Lesnar
true.
Here, but there are people that actually really don't give two craps whether Brock Lesnar is there, and that's it. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yes, because they turned him into somebody
it's got
that these
to do
fans
with WWE, but yes,
don't want to see.
They certainly helped.
They turned him into someone people didn't want to see. How many awesome Brock Lesnar moments did we have where he just came out and mauled people and the place went crazy? and just came out there and destroyed people, and it was unlike everything else. Like, when they used him everybody loved him.
How many recently?
The week before SummerSlam, when he came out and massacred Roman Reigns, and the place went nuts for the guy.
How many recently?
It was like 2 weeks ago. That's recently.
And?
Well, they kept him off TV, so that's the most recent. But yeah, Brock is awesome. But they turned him into a guy nobody wants to see, as evidenced by that caller. But my point is, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Roman has great matches on TV all the time. And he suddenly noticed that it was good once Roman won the title? That's what I'm saying.
I think you're being too defensive about it.
But. Never. Never. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I got a lot of things I got to get into before we get going with the calls here. This person says, did Daniel Bryan reject a contract extension on Sunday? No. They're having a feud. The heel cheated to win. This has been done for 130 years. He's not being buried.
Can we?
That's number one. Geez. Number two, I had somebody text. They said, they announced Kenny Omega and Pentagon is the semi-main at All In. So It must be CM Punk in the main event. Actually, one person even texted me saying the main event is going to be CM Punk versus Colt Cabana. All right. The main event is not going to be CM Punk, Colt Cabana.
For sure.
Cody did an interview, made it very clear CM Punk is not going to be on the show.
No,
CM Punk was asked to be on the show. He said no.
By one of the Jacksons, right? Matt, maybe?
Anyway, point of this is, I know they said that Omega and Pentagon is the semi-main event. That doesn't mean that there is a monstrous match that they have not yet announced for the main event. What's happening is they haven't decided the match order yet. So there's not some missing CM Punk match that's going to happen at All In that they're holding off until the last minute. It's probably going to be one of the matches already announced is going to end up going on last.
Like Aldis and Cody for the NWA title, which would probably be a fine choice.
Could be anything. The Young Bucks match. Could be any of these matches. They may even move Kenny to the main event. Although the storyline was he didn't want to be in the main event. So
Flip Gordon against Harley Race unannounced?
That I don't think is going to happen. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Lance W. from Chicago. How's it going?
Hello, Lance. It's great to see you in Crown Point.
So I had called back on the last takeover in Chicago and made a comparison of the Undisputed Era with the Wolfpack, the NWO or whatever. I got to walk that back. I got to go with Mike on this one. Those guys are the Horsemen, man.
I've been saying that for months.
I'm just calling that to agree with you guys.
I mean, I have been. Adam Cole is such a great Ric Flair.
Actually, the comparison I was going to make was Strong and O'Reilly are just there aren't in Tully.
Sure. So who does that make? Who's left? Bobby Fish? Who's he?
Ole.
Now that one's
probably
weird.
More like an Ole.
I don't know. They nice.
He's definitely not Mongo. I'll tell you that.
New Wave Horseman. That's for sure. I mean, and I almost feel sorry for Bobby Fish a little bit because, I mean, Kyle O'Reilly. He's not Bobby Eaton, but you talk about a guy that, you know, his team initially with Adam Cole in ROH, his team with Bobby Fish as Red Dragon, and now with Roderick Strong, there's no one you could put Kyle O'Reilly in a ring with and not have an awesome partnership. And I know Bobby Fish, I don't know when he's going to be back full-time and in the mix, but I almost feel bad for him getting left out in this equation with those other guys having such great matches.
All right, well, I want to thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Got an email here. I presume he's talking about this Becky thing and Bayley and Sasha and everything. He says, you really don't think the same WWE that has seen the response Roman has gotten for 4 years could misread an audience this bad again? Listen.
He makes a good point.
They're not misreading the audience about Roman Reigns. They don't care. That's the point. They want him to be cheered. They try all sorts of wacky things to get him cheered. Like, if they were misreading the audience, they would have thought he was going to get cheered at SummerSlam. They didn't think that at all. They knew he was going to get booed. So, for 4 straight years, they've been trying all sorts of things to try to fool the audience into cheering the guy. This is not an example of misreading the audience. This is an example of we don't
misreading
care.
Their own talent.
We're just going to make this guy the top babyface because you know what? We don't got anybody else.
Misreading their own abilities to make a fan think something.
So this is very different from that Bayley thing. If they actually thought that Bayley was going to turn heel.
Well, don't put that in stone quite yet.
Frankie, what's going on? You're on the air. Frankie in Chicago.
How's it going, guys?
First Hello, Frankie. Here. Excellent.
I had a comment about the Raw last night, and a couple questions about the Money in the Bank contract.
Okay.
So,
ask
him. So for Raw yesterday, I'm not going to say that Finn Balor was buried or anything, because I understand that he was fighting the world champion on Raw, and that it was Roman Reigns. But it seems kind of almost a bit almost of a parody that Finn Balor, who beat AJ Styles all the way back at a TLC, next night gets beaten by Kane, and then yesterday squashes Baron Corbin, or last Sunday squashes Baron Corbin, and it loses immediately to Roman Reigns the next night, kind of basically taking him out of the championship contendership right off the bat.
All right, I'll get to that one in a second. What's your other comment?
the two questions about the Money in the Bank, both are briefly short. How often in WWE do you imagine that when a Money in the Bank winner is booked, do they know who that person is going to cash in against
never.
And when?
Okay. Virtually never. Virtually never.
Virtually. Because I guess this is my second question, more about maybe a common end question about Braun Strowman, is that it just seems kind of foolish that it seems Braun Strowman, when he won the Money in the Bank, that it was not, there's no real plan, because right now I think they're in a situation where the longer Braun Strowman has it, the more it's gonna get devalued. And I
okay,
just
well,
don't
Frankie,
think
I want to thank you very much for the call. Let me get into all of this because we got to keep moving here. So here's the deal with this. So Finn Balor, the original idea last year was that Finn Balor was going to challenge Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at the Royal Rumble. And they started this Finn Balor push. And I guess this is all that I can figure, okay, from watching the way they do things. Finn goes out there and he gets squashed by Kane. This is monumentally stupid, okay? I think the idea was that Kane was going to squash Finn, and then Finn was going to come back as the demon and destroy Kane. Because, of course, if you're going to get a championship match in Vince McMahon's mind, you've got to be a big guy. But Finn, like, was just squashed by Kane. And so, like, the audience, I mean, they just weren't into the guy to the degree that Vince thought that they would be. And so he put the brakes on this. This is why you had the whole thing with Finn Balor talking about being over. Because Dave on Observer Radio noted, Vince doesn't think he's over enough for a singles match against Brock at Royal Rumble. Which, by the way, he didn't get. So, they like Finn Balor. Finn Balor's great. But I don't think that there's much of a chance of Finn Balor being the Universal Champion. Like, anytime soon. I mean, Roman's the guy. Braun's big. It's Vince McMahon's company. Like, I don't think he was buried on Raw. It was just like he got his opportunity. They wanted a match that would be great for Roman Reigns' first match. The whole storyline is that he was going to show up and defend the title in great matches every week. Who's better than Finn? That's what they did. There was nothing more to it than that.
Besides, he didn't have any paint on. You know he can't win.
Yeah, this paint thing. And as far as the other thing about Strowman, I mean, when they do Money in the Bank, it's like they give it to somebody. I mean, I'm sure maybe once or twice they had some sort of plan, but like Sandow, who else has gotten that thing? Swagger.
Swagger.
I mean, it's just like the day of the show, somebody gets that briefcase, and they just figure we'll figure it out later.
Well, I'm sure at plans, like when it happens, there are people who have things laid out in their mind on what it could be, but like most of their things, plans change. So it is what it is. I mean, again, sure you don't want to take back this Becky thing? You got time.
This person said, I think the last time ever match you were thinking of last night with Dave was Owens versus Sammy. I think it was that. Huh? What was the greatest Royal Rumble match that we saw? Oh, the Triple H scene. I think they also billed that as last time ever.
Yeah, I think that, and I guess we're going to get a lot of that with the amount of money that's being spent around, or one-time-only things, or do you think this is going to be a thing going forward, the seniors division or the last-time-ever division?
Hey, whatever sells tickets, dude. Although I'm sure they sold all the tickets before that match was announced, but maybe not. This person says, hey, Corbin had the briefcase, lost the cash-in. Yeah, but that's an example of, like, I don't think they knew when, where, or who he was going to cash in. But I think with him, their idea was, this guy's going to be the champion. And then he said some stupid things, and he's not the champion. He lost the briefcase.
Is that why?
Actually, yeah, that was why.
I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, he said something. It wasn't what we thought it was, but he said something stupid backstage and got some heat, if I recall correctly.
I know his promo was stupid last night, and I know that's this WWE speak, and that's what it's like being in the universe and everything, but this whole thing with Finn Balor and the paint and all that, I mean, it is so incredibly stupid.
Go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, guys. This is Daniel from Greensboro. How are you guys doing?
It's happening.
Good. First off, I've never thought about individually the Undisputed Era and the Horsemen. I guess Bobby Fish would have to be Barry Windham to me, because Barry Windham was my favorite wrestler, and I think Bobby Fish is really underrated, like Barry Windham. My question was, do you think or could you ever see the WWE adopting New Japan's faction-style wrestling where you keep your matches for your big shows, and like every Raw, you could have a Shield versus another threesome. Like, I thought EC3, McIntyre, and Ziggler would be a good heel faction. You know, you don't have to give away big matches. You can tease them, you know, if you want to.
They should, but they won't.
There's too much TV, too.
Yeah.
There's too much TV.
I get the TV thing, too, but you could also have a tag match and a singles match, or a tag match and, you know, a three-way, you know, or something like that. But I just thought about it, like, last night.
You could have, in theory, what you're saying works. They just won't do it.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem, is it's common sense, but not exactly the most common sense company ever, but.
Well, Daniel, I gotta head to a break here, but I want to thank you very much for the call. We got the Shield faction. There's some other factions there, but I don't ever see a situation where it's like New Japan on tour. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the Dark Ages.
I wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call today, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. 1-800-878-PLAY is the sports byline, 1-800-878-7529. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I got a million text messages. If you call, remember, get to the point. Ask a question so we can keep moving here. This is not a... I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just throwing that out there. If you guys think I'm rough, listen to the old Art Bell shows. That guy had no patience. Got to keep the show moving. You know what I mean?
Sure.
NXT's United Kingdom brand will be crowning its first women's champion in Birmingham, England this weekend.
Oh, sweet. More belts.
They have announced the following wrestlers competing in this two-day tournament. Toni Storm, Ginny, Dakota Kai, Rhea Ripley, Zaya Brookside, Isla Dawn, Millie McKenzie, and Nina Samuels. Now, I don't know who's going to win. My guess is that Toni Storm is going to win. But do you know, Mike, who I would have win this tournament?
Who'd you have?
Take a guess. All those names.
Brookside.
You're damn right, Brookside.
Because of Pops, or are you just impressed with her work in Shimmer and in
She
Stardom?
Was at the show this weekend. FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She got
does that matter, Brian?
Totally pro gear. Well, that in matters. WWE, I'm afraid that, yes, it does matter.
How about her hair? What color is it?
The point of this is, she looks great. She looks like a million bucks. Her work, she's like 19 years old. She's already a great worker.
Yeah.
She's only going to get better. And she was the best baby face. So I was blown away.
Because she's literally got a baby's face because she's 19 years old.
Yep.
And there would be the only reason that I would believe that she is not going to get it is because I don't see her being signed. And I guess it does not matter with NXT UK, maybe, because she can just continue to work everywhere else and they can put her in when needed. But that would be the reason why. I mean, even with her father being closely associated with the company, they have been relatively hard and fast against anyone under 21, have they not?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because Tyler Bate became the WWE UK champion, I think, at 19.
That's a good point, because he's only like 22 or something.
He's
right
21 now.
Right? 21 now.
He's barely 21. He turned 21 in March. So I'm pretty sure he was 19 when he won that title. So they could absolutely put the belt on her.
Well, I tell you what, if they wanted to go with Nina Samuels or, I mean, Dakota Kai, I mean, for what you said about Brookside, too, Dakota Kai checks off those boxes as well, too, for a lot of people. But, I mean, you look at any of those names. I mean, Millie McKenzie, if you didn't want to do Toni Storm and you want to do a thing where she's going to chase, I mean, Samuels is not a bad one to do it with.
My buddy Rob just texted me. He was at the show also on Saturday. He says, Zaya was awesome. The sequence she had with Mia Yim was fantastic. So, you didn't hear it here first, but you heard it here next. Zaya Brookside should be a millionaire in this business.
Next UK.
Let's go to some of these text messages here. This person says, I might be looking back with rose-colored glasses. Well, we all do. But what did talent like Tank Abbott, Ken Shamrock, and Dan Severn do to The Office that they have to push the story of Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey being the only wrestlers even remotely capable of having gold in WWE and UFC?
Different era.
It was a different era. And, I mean, Ken Shamrock, what did he win? The Intercontinental title? Dan
yes.
Severn never won. I mean, none of these people won the world title. So, yeah, Ronda Rousey's the first person to win the UFC women's and WWE women's title. And Lesnar won the heavyweight title of UFC and WWE. And Tank Abbott, Ken Shamrock, and Dan Severn, I mean, it was a different belt back then, so I guess it's different. But none of them won the heavyweight title of wrestling, so that's why.
And Ronda Rousey winning the WWE women's title means absolutely nothing, but they get to use logos now. They love logos, and they get to use the ESPN logo, and they get to use the font of the LA Times and whoever else it was that reported on Ronda Rousey winning and becoming a champion in two different arenas now. I mean, it's just it's so incredibly ridiculous that, yeah. But this is where they're at right now. And because they are getting this attention, because Ronda Rousey was on the corner of the USA Today, the bottom left of the page when it's folded up on the very front page, announcing that she's now a two-sport champion. Look inside for more. I mean, they're going to beat this to death, and any attention that they can get outside of their bubble and their realm, they're going to take, and they're going to play up to the absolute hilt.
I'm not going to read this whole text message here, but forget it. Don't want people getting mad.
About what?
They'd be saying, oh, it's a spoiler, blah, 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 blah.
For what?
Who won the meat-eating competition on Friday night, this person asks. Well, Ed promoted a meat-eating contest, but then, like, he didn't do it, so we all just ate.
What? And, you bastard? What? He could have had, like, the finest cuts.
Well, I mean, we all had the meat, but he didn't, like, say, okay, we're going to count how much meat everybody eats here so we can determine a winner. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is everybody I ate way more meat than Chris Wolf.
Who's bigger, you or Chris?
Dude, Mike.
Let me ask you a question.
It's
right
not
now,
even close.
Since I'm gonna mock your size. Marco Stunt is on the show with Antonio the Promise Thomas. I left my wallet and Greg Polanco. He is on the show this week. He has had a fantastic week. You saw him at the GCW Lost in New York show taking place with the behest of Joey Janela. He is apparently being booked all over the place now. Could we see as a part of your re-retirement tour, you and Marco Stunt, whether it be in Defy?
No.
Whether it be in Black Label Pro or even GCW?
No.
Would you work a GCW show against Marco Stunt?
It's not happening.
Why not?
What's the last indie show that you went to?
Ring of Honor doesn't count, right?
You mock my size, but like in 2018, I am far from the smallest guy on a lot of these shows. I'm nowhere near the biggest guy, but like Filthy Tom Lawler, who I think is around 200 now, maybe close to 205.
He's eating Twinkies now.
I mean, on the indie scene, like, there's not a ton of guys that are bigger. He's bigger than most of the guys in the indie scene nowadays. It's just the way things are. It's totally different now.
The funny part about Gargano and Ciampa, which is what a great 205 Live feud. You know,
dude, Gargano, Adam Cole. I mean, neither of these guys are that much bigger than I am.
No. Finn Balor. I mean, like, how much does Finn Balor, and granted, he's cut shredded to pieces, how much does Finn Balor actually weigh?
He's probably 170-ish.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, as again, it's sitting there watching NXT, the TakeOver show, and they announced Gargano at 199. I think they announced Ciampa at 210. And it's like, this is just a great example of, like, well, you know, the title. Who cares what the title is? It's the story. And if you have people that are others get invested in, and you have a great story, it does not matter what the belt is, what the gender is, or anything else. People will be there for it. And there's just a fine example of it. It'll never happen in WWE because it's just not built that way, literally. But it's just it's amazing to see that happen when people say, well, it can't be done. Of course it can be done.
This person notes, the Young Bucks said on Twitter, the Golden Elite six-man is the main event of All In. So there you go. There is no secret match that has not yet been announced.
All right.
This person says, Ricochet is bigger than most indie guys now. That's weird. Yeah, it's a totally different business.
Talk about another. How old is Ricochet? He fits perfectly with that, Tyler Bate and Will Ospreay and these other guys who are basically like babies. Again, he's only like, maybe he's a little bit older now. Is he like 26, 27? But still, amazing.
This person says, how much did WWE offer AJ Lee to appear at Evolution? I doubt they even asked. I highly doubt they even asked.
Why would they?
Well, because they need a whole bunch of women. They're going to have 51 women on the show or something like that.
Dude, they don't need AJ Lee. I don't, you know, there's been 50 women that have passed through WWE. There's probably 50 women on the roster now, for heaven's sakes. They certainly don't need AJ Lee.
This person says, I just read Alberto pulled out a Triple Mania because they would not pay him the amount he wanted. Well, I believe we're going to try and get Dr. Lucha on the show tomorrow, so we'll clear up a lot of stuff. So there you go. Becky's new thing, this person says, is going to be relentless because her new shirt says relent lass. Get it? Pun.
That's what she does.
Yeah. I think they're going to push her like a female Stone Cold. And she's going to be a huge baby face.
I just have concern if they don't turn her heel, and this whole plan is for Charlotte to then turn on her because, you know, Becky's an idiot. That's what I would worry about. Her as a very annoying, very vicious heel, it's not like it's something that couldn't work. They have not shown any support for her and really getting behind her in any meaningful way. And frankly, I won't believe it until I see it for myself. So we'll see how this next little bit goes here with Becky. But again, we'll see.
All right. So I've confirmed Dr. Lucha and Max Smashmaster are going to be on the show tomorrow.
There you go.
The anniversary card for CMLL will be announced tomorrow. So we'll have 100% confirmation whether or not the Rush match is happening. And it's not. No. Triple Mania Saturday. Viano 3 died. So a lot to talk about here tomorrow. Person says, any chance Ric Flair comes back to fight Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania 35?
Oh,
no.
God,
Ric Flair's not wrestling again.
Please.
I don't even know where that came from. Did Flair do an interview somewhere and say that? Person says, I'm ready for Bryan to eat his words when Becky is a heel tonight. Hey, listen. Let me scratch my back. Okay. Listen to me. There's one reason why I will sit here right now and say, you know what? I could be wrong about this. You know what that reason is?
You're wrong.
The reason that I'll say I could be wrong about this is because it absolutely, positively fits the WWE pattern that they have a performer that starts to get over as a massive babyface. Becky is the biggest, most beloved babyface on SmackDown. Am I wrong about that? Who is a more popular, happy babyface than Becky right now that people love? Nobody.
In my world, no one.
Not just your world. Watch the show. Nobody is a bigger babyface female on that brand than Becky. So it's totally in their wheelhouse to decide, well, we've got to get some heat. We must turn her heel.
Man, what are you talking about? This is what we're talking about. You can't trust these people.
I'm going to trust them here because, I mean, come on. We finally get a woman this over, and your immediate reaction is we must turn her heel. Get out of here. Book football or something.
It is crazy.
We'll find out tonight. We'll find out tonight. This person here says, what is your response to the argument that Finn obviously is a realistic contender for the Universal Championship since he was the first one? What?
Dude. I think, well, because they always go back and bring it up that he never lost the belt, even though he loses every match, you know, since. Yeah, that is, they do beat that to death, but that's what they do. It's an asterisk in history that they will not get off of for quite some time. He was the first Universal Champion. He never lost it, and they'll always bring that back up if he's back in the mix.
Oh, here we go. It was Corbin speaking against the concussion doctor. That's what it was. That's what it was. All right, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates, and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, I think the fact that you have to watch WWE for your job has given you an inflated amount of faith that they will make good booking decisions. No, it's exactly the opposite. There's one time here that I think there's just no way. I shouldn't say there's one time. It happens every few months. There's like a can't miss.
Couple weeks.
But I just can't. They team Becky with Carmella. Helps Carmella win the title back. Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Don't make me quit SmackDown.
No.
I threatened on the Filthy Show that if I ever see another Carmella match, I was going to quit SmackDown. I may have to go back on that one.
Can I ask
you? But I was infuriated
was
after 2 weeks of main events with her in them.
During the G1, I have changed my mentality on watching New Japan shows in Japanese. Kevin Kelly and Rocky Romero, I think, they've actually made me a convert to watching the shows in English. Is it okay if I start watching the WWE shows with the Spanish language programming? Can I do that with the Spanish language?
I wish I could, but I have so much material from Coach.
Oh.
But it's like a blessing and a curse. It's like I get material, but I actually have to listen to him. He's unbelievably bad at his job. Like, even by WWE announcer standards. I can't believe the stuff that he says.
They're drunks at a bar. That's what they are at this point. He's the guy that, like, should, you know, thinks he really knows sports, and in real life he does. But unfortunately, they're guys at a bar arguing, and, like, they're Waldorf and Statler, instead of being, like, the portals to, like, getting out the information.
Like,
and it's painful. They don't have to be Lance Russell. They just don't have to be what they are.
Literally, like, a blind person would notice that Lesnar's down, like, 40 pounds. And this numbskull goes on TV and tells us he's 290. Like,
well, Barry Corbin would fit nicely in the 205 Live division, so there you go.
I'm out of here, everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always. We've got a big show coming up tomorrow, so check it out. Lance Storm returning to Figure Four Daily. If you haven't heard,
who?
That's coming up Friday. Lots of great stuff. Check out WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.